Hello, my beautiful friends, and welcome to the Beth Williams Indie Americana Songwriter Show. I'm singer-songwriter and studio session singer Beth Williams, coming to you from Hill Country Recording Studio in Colorado, USA, way high up here in the mountains. I am ready, I hope you are, for me to bring you some music where the Colorado mountains meet the West Texas wind and beyond. Welcome to all my listeners overseas and in the USA. I so appreciate you tuning in and joining me. Okay, first up, I want you to know I have a surprise guest. I'm going to play one tune, and then I have a guest who I'm going to be interviewing, so you're going to need to stay tuned and check that out. I'm excited about my special guest. I'm not going to tell you who it is. I'm going to keep you in suspense. However, I'm going to tell you who the first singer is. I'm going to do a tune from a fantastic singer-songwriter and fingerstyle guitarist, Carrie Morin. He's a Colorado songwriter from Fort Collins, Colorado. He's award-winning blues roots singer-songwriter. He has a brand new CD out. It's called When I Rise. I'll be playing several songs from the new CD over this next hour, but I'm going to kick it off with Sometimes. Here he is now, Carrie Morin from his When I Rise CD. The tune is Sometimes.
Sometimes the air was right up front, didn't even try to hide. Sometimes the air of deception he wears with hopeful pride. Sometimes, sometimes we forget our unfair advantage. We could be better off, we'd only try. Sometimes the words seem dumber than a box of hair. Sometimes, sometimes you can do whatever you want. The world is so unfair. Sometimes you feel the uneasiness is everywhere. We could be better off. I'm working it out. We can work it out if we only try. Sometimes the words disturb a perfectly perfect day. Sometimes, sometimes I wake up and I don't wanna hear a thing you tried to say. Sometimes I mourn for a loss. We'd be better off if we'd only try sometimes.
Wow, that was Carrie Morin with a tune of his called Sometimes. It's from his brand new CD, When I Rise. You can learn more about Carrie by going to carriemorin.com. So here's the thing. I have people often ask me, I don't know why they ask me, because what do I know? But they say, well, you know, how can I get further ahead in the music business? What do I need to do? How come so-and-so, they're doing all this stuff? So I was told years ago that money and management is what you need to be really successful in the music industry. But there's so much more to it than that. So I've invited a special guest, Celeste DiOrio, to share some of what she knows. Celeste is the owner of Maple Street Music Agency in Fort Collins, Colorado, and she is the manager of Carrie Morin, along with many other artists. So welcome to the show, Celeste.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So let's start out by just saying that we are on a Facebook video chat. And where are you exactly? So people are going to understand why they're hearing other noises.
I am at the Hilton Hotel in downtown Portland, Oregon, where they have no internet right now. So I had to sit in the lobby to get the internet. So you might hear a little noise.
We can hear people talking and such, but that's all good. That makes it more fun. I just played Carrie's song, Sometimes. People always ask me, you know, how can I get further in the music industry as an indie artist, I see all these other people that are doing it, and they just think that it just happens. And you and I both know it doesn't. Since you are Carrie's manager, how long have you been managing Carrie, and when did you learn how to do that? Just take us back to the beginning of what you do now.
Well, the very beginning of what I do now was years ago. I was a farmer, and I sang in a couple of different bands. And back then, you know, pre-cell phone, pre-internet, you know, we used the phone that was hanging on the wall with a cord attached to it, right? In a sense, I guess that's where I started in the music business, and I took on the role of booking that band. And it was driving around in my car with posters and cassette tapes and trying to convince venue owners that they should hire us. And then the promotion of those events, you know, putting posters up on telephone poles and making phone calls to radio stations. And so fast forward to now, to about 8 years ago, when Carrie and I got together as a couple. He was touring Europe, Buda Fay. And he was gone for a month at a time, and that didn't work for us. So I took a leap of faith and started to book him and manage him. And he had his first solo fingerstyle album came out at that time in 2011. And so I took on the promotion of that, and it was a learn by doing kind of process for me. Coming from a background in positions of leadership in organizations, I had a lot of transferable organizational skills to bring to that table. And so transitioning from that into music, it wasn't a big leap for me, you know, to put together PR packets and try to figure out how to present Carrie. And a lot of this has to do with marketing, right? So it really, managers and agents and publicists are just big marketers, right? We just push our artists in whatever way we can. And I've just learned by doing, you know, where do artists need to show up on the internet? You know, there's so many options. What are the most important? So figuring that out, what do presenters and talent buyers want to know? What do they not want to know? How do I not waste their time? How do I deliver the highest quality, briefest presentation of an artist's work to catch their attention? I go to conferences every year, Americana Conference, Folk Alliance International. I try to attend regional conferences like Farm or Far West Folk Alliance and learn from industry professionals. And it's not just industry people that do that. Artists need to show up for those too and create those relationships and build on those and take advantage of development. You know, all the sessions on everything from radio marketing to publicity to how do you attract an agent.
So you were performing yourself before, and you sing on this new album beautifully, by the way. That's you doing some harmony there. Yes, I love When I Rise. It is, like I told you, it's fantastic. I encourage everyone to go get your copy at carriemorin.com. Now that you're managing and promoting Carrie, do you find it easier to promote someone else than it was to promote yourself? Or do you just have a gregarious personality? Because, you know, so many artists are, a lot of us, I am this way, you know, I'm just like, oh, don't talk to me because I don't know what to say. So yeah. Do you find it easier since you're talking on his behalf? Were you always outgoing and able to do that? Or have you had to make yourself be that kind of person who can do that?
I have had to make myself be that person that can do that. I'm not particularly gregarious. I'm not absolutely shy either. But for me, just building my confidence over time and knowing the ins and outs and how the industry works. And when I have a good sense of that and I know what I'm talking about, obviously that gives me more confidence. You know, I work with artists that fall within certain genres. It wouldn't make sense for me to, for example, try and promote a rock artist or a hip-hop artist, because that's not my bank of knowledge. That's, you know, it would be like asking, you know, a dermatologist to perform heart surgery,
right?
Or something,
right?
Like that,
yeah.
Right? Like, my body of knowledge is really around roots-based music, blues, folk, Americana, teetering on, you know, bluegrass, but really roots-based music. And so the artists that I work with and promote, I can do well because that's my body.
Right. Approach. But it sounds like, based on what you just said a minute ago, by going to these conferences and stuff like that, you are having to do a lot of networking and, you know, and I think so many artists don't want to do, I mean, for me, I know that I don't want to do that, so I stay out by myself. But so many artists, that's what they need to do, right, is to go to these different things and to be present.
Right, right. You know, any industry I pretty much that I can think of, it's about building relationships. And, you know, I would say to up-and-coming indie artists, you may be absolutely fantastic at what you do, but who's going to know? And in the age of technology, musicians can produce themselves and put out music, and the market is just flooded with both really fantastic musicians that nobody knows about and not so great, you know, musicians. So it's about marketing and building relationships and putting yourself out there. And I will say, you know, you can, right, and you can attract an agent or a manager or a publicist. But really, people in the industry, DJs and talent buyers and those folks want to hear from the artist. You know, the artist still has the onus on them to really be a part of creating that relationship too. I can go out and get a gig for Carrie based on his merits, but people want to create relationships with Carrie.
Yeah, so we're breaking up just a little bit, and I just want, if you're just tuning in, I want to welcome you, and this is Celeste DiOrio, and she is the manager. She has a company called Maple Street Music Agency, and she manages Carrie Morin along with others. And the reason you're hearing all this background noise is because she has so many fans standing behind her that want to talk to her as soon as I'm done. Not only that, but she's in the hotel lobby because the internet went out where she is. So let's go ahead and do one of the songs from Carrie's brand new CD, When I Rise.
So Carmela Marie is a fictional story. Carrie decided to incorporate more instrumentation in this album. Obviously, it's not just one guy and one guitar this time. So this is recorded in the E-Town Studios in Boulder, using some fantastic Colorado musicians. Kim Stone is the producer and bass player. Kim, formerly of Spyro Gyra and the Ripping Tins, and Jay Forrest, a pretty renowned Colorado drummer and percussionist.
Okay, so here he is now, Carrie Morin with his tune, Carmela Marie.
Nothing else to serve yourself, as I could only hope to be. Well, come on down to my place, Carmela Marie. You always get what you ask for. Now I got it coming to me. Well, come on down to my place, Carmela Marie. My days. you so of yourself. I could only hope to be. Come on down to my place, Carmella Marie. You always get what you ask for. Now I gotta come into me. Come on down to my place, Carmella Marie. Beside her, she confesses. She got knee-high boots and the Levi dresses. A love of the highest quality. Don't think I'm too long, baby, come back to me.
That was Kerry Moran with his wonderful song, Carmella Marie. And thank you for joining me. I'm Beth Williams, and this is my Indie Americana Songwriter Show. And my guest is Celeste DiOrio, who manages Kerry Moran along with other artists. In fact, you can find her website at MapleStreetMusicAgency.com. And the reason I wanted her to be on the show is because you can have a great product, but if you don't know what to do with it and how to let people know about it, then it's just going to sit there in your closet. And that's what she's talking to me about. So welcome once again, Celeste.
Thank you. Thank you, Beth. Thanks for having me.
You have taken Kerry from where he was up to you're moving him up. What do you think is the most important thing of what you're doing to help him achieve the goals that you're trying to achieve? Because you guys are working so hard.
Right. We do. My job is, it's just about 24/7. It's really hard to get away from what I do. You have to do this for the love of it, for the love of the art. It's a combination of things to answer your question. I mean, first of all, the artist has to have a really highly polished product.
Right.
That is key. If you think that you have the best product, you got to keep working. Just always have to keep working. So taking Kerry as an example, he's putting out about one CD plus per year. And if you put them all in a row and listen to them from 2011 when he put out his first fingerstyle CD, certainly not his first CD, but first fingerstyle CD, to When I Rise, you can hear his progression.
Right.
So if he thought he was really good at that first one, you know, he's gotten a whole lot better. And fans expect that from you. So that's one piece of it. That's the biggest piece of it, is that you're constantly working on your craft and wowing your fan base with the next greatest thing you've been able to do. But along with that, you've got to commit to publicity. You know, you've got to have a strategy for releasing a CD. I always say to artists who say, I have a CD release coming up, right? Come to my CD release party. And they just got 1,000 of these in the mail from disc makers or wherever they got them from. But there's no plan. There's no strategy. They haven't sent them out to radio stations to make sure they got airplay. They haven't sent them to local magazines and newspapers and tried for print media and press, you know. So consequently, you know, I say, well, you know, you're going to be driving those 1,000 CDs around in the trunk of your car for a really long time because you might sell some at shows. You sell fewer and fewer CDs at shows all the time. Though in our genres, you know, roots-based music, we played a non-commercial radio, and they're still wanting actual CDs because of discs. But, you know, music sales happen really digitally and online, and if you're not marketing yourself, people don't know you're there. So marketing is really important, and an artist doesn't want to be a salesperson, right? You just said that, like, I don't want to talk to people. But it's, you have to think of it as a business, and that's the part of the business that's hard. And for indie and up-and-coming artists to have, first of all, the financial resource to do that, it is a tall order. You know, I think we're paying, and we have a mid-level publicist, and I hate calling him that because he's really fantastic at what he does, and he's very renowned, but we're distinguishing the level that Kerry is at right now from, say, Jason Isbell or somebody who's really big. So at our level, we're paying about $15,000 per CD release for publicity.
Wow.
It's about $2,000 a month for the life of the campaign, which is typically about 4 months, and then there's the postage and the printing and the supplies to send all the CDs out. So there's digital marketing, there's radio marketing, there's print media marketing. So it all total about $15,000 per project. Comes, you know, about $2,000 something a month. Somebody at a higher level might be paying as much as $45,000.
Oh yeah, at least, yeah.
At least. So planning for that is really important.
Yeah, I think that so many people who aren't in the music industry, they don't realize that it's about money. They just see that some people are more famous than others. But if you don't have money behind you to make the ship sail, if you are an indie artist just all by yourself, there's only so much you can do, you know, because you're talking about, so you're working 24/7 pretty much as the manager and booking and all this, and then there's a publicist, and you guys are doing really great with that, but that's why these other people who are more famous perhaps or whatever, you know, they've got big money behind them.
They have big money behind them. Yeah, and I think, you know, you can look at artists like Kerry and some of the other artists we know that are doing really well, like Will Kimbrough out of Nashville. He just produced the new Shamika Copeland album, and he's a fantastic musician. At our, you know, at that level, have done really well on their own. And you can't go hire a manager. You can't hire a publicist. You can't hire a booking agent. It doesn't work that way. You have to court them and build relationships with them, and they have to like what you're doing. And they want to see, you know, some history, and they want to see dates on your calendar, and they want to know. We all work on a percentage pretty much, not publicists, but agents, managers work on a percentage. And if you don't have many dates on your calendar, if you are only making $75 or $150 a show, 15% of that is not particularly appealing to an agent or a manager. So there's all these components. So back to basically what a developing artist needs to do is to do all of that themselves, or find a team of people that they, you know, that they have the resources within their means to work with to build these pieces. And I would say, we've done it, right? We have not had financial backing. We've had to find that money, save that money, fundraise that money, grant write that money. There's a lot of ways to try and find the resources. It's a lot of hard work to get an artist to a place where they are management ready. And I would say to up-and-coming artists, subscribe to publications online or whatever. Read what the industry is saying. Yeah, I mean, if you put an album out through CD Baby, they have great articles and lots of professional development online. And if you can't afford to get to Folk Alliance next year, you know, if you can't do that, read. Get online and look for industry articles. I post them from time to time on Maple Street's Facebook page, because I think it's tough. When I see something that's really clearly written, it's bite-sized, it's not going to take you an hour or more to read, but it offers some really good tips and tricks and strategies. I try to share those when I can, just for any artist, you know. But I as an agent, and I have a small agency, I have five now, I had six now, I have five artists. I don't want to get any bigger. I'm very busy and happy with what I have. So I really try to do outreach with artists that I come into contact with and share information and try and help them.
Well, I'd love to have you back on the show again, for sure. I mean, it's so good of you to share all this information. And I think it's, you know, the artists need to know that, even not even just young and up and coming, some older artists, they're like, you know, they're like, well, I don't know what to do. And I'm, you know, like, well, okay, let me get Celeste. She'll tell you.
Well, that's an interesting point, you know, because I work with some older artists and older than myself. And, you know, we grew up without technology. Like I
Absolutely.
Said, you could only go as far with the phone as the cord on the wall would let you, you know. So I work with these older artists and have conversations with them. I'm really sometimes way more lost than younger folks. Technology makes sense to them. They understand the algorithms and how it's exponential. You know, you get Facebook friends, you get Spotify followers, you get YouTube followers, and then their followers follow you. And you try to explain that to a guy on the road at 70 years old, and he's like, oh, please, it just makes my head hurt. Can you just do that for me? I don't know, you know? So they're even further removed from it, and I think it's harder for them to wrap their minds around it.
I think you're right. So I'm going to do one more song from Carrie's CD, his new CD, and then hopefully when you guys are going to Europe for a month to tour, that's awesome. When y'all get back, I'd love to get Carrie on the show. The tune I'm going to play, one more song from the When I Rise CD, is Devoted One. Can you tell me anything about that song?
So Devoted One is a one guy, one guitar. It's just Carrie. And I would let him speak to it. It is a tribute to a guitar player that he was inspired by. And that's all I'll say about that.
Okay, when I get him on the show, I'll ask him about it. But Celeste, thank you so much for joining me. And I'll look forward to hopefully doing a podcast with you, and so we can do a whole hour and we can pick your brain. You can tell us all this stuff, okay?
Absolutely. I'd be delighted. Thanks so much for having me. It's been fun.
Here's Carrie Morin with his song, Devoted One.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in the future. I find the way just as you have done. Before my time on this island is done, as the human race is being run, I'll stay beside you and carry your burden before my time here is done. The alarm is ringing in the morning sun. You'll survive and finish all you have begun. And when the long night is ended, you'll find your way when your time on this island is done. Best I can for everyone. Though the road is wearisome, my time here on this island is done.
That was singer-songwriter Kerry Moran doing a tune from his brand new CD, When I Rise. The song was Devoted One. Learn more about Kerry at kerrymoran.com. And I do want to say a very, very special thank you to Celeste for joining me on the phone. Celeste is at Maple Street Music Agency, and I hope to have her back on the show again. Okay, thanks for joining me. I'm Beth Williams. This is my Indie Songwriter Show.